The World Economic Forum Global Cybersecurity Outlook report reveals a divide between those that are cyber resilient and those that aren't. And apparently, emerging technologies will only widen this gap. Now, Vivek Gulapalli, Global CISO for Asia-Pacific at Checkpoint Software Technologies, opines that in the digital world, most everything is highly interconnected, with the seemingly singular exception of cybersecurity, which remains locked in isolation. He concludes that bridging this gap will be critical to business success. In this podcast for Future CISO, Checkpoint Technologies President for Asia-Pacific and Japan, Sharad Sinha, summarizes the region's cybersecurity landscape, its leaders' concerns, and some options for moving forward. So, looking back at the cybersecurity landscape in the region, how has it evolved, especially post-pandemic?
Yeah, so post-pandemic, we have seen once again a surge of cyber attacks, which are targeted towards more vulnerable verticals within the industry. For example, healthcare, education, and part of government are always targeted. You see a lot of activity around there. And one of the primary reasons is because while healthcare sector is important, many of the software versions that I use there due to equipments being coming from older generation are vulnerable. So that opens them up for attacks. Same is true for education vertical because relative spend on cybersecurity is low. Some institutions are more open to cyber attacks and they get exposed. And governments obviously get attacked for various reasons. So typically, either due to financial motives or the geopolitical situation, cyber attacks happen more at the geographic country level. And then they're more targeted towards institutions, whether it's government, banking, financial services, or healthcare, depending on their vulnerability and readiness.
Now, as I understand it, cybersecurity is now an all of enterprise concern, from the boards, the C-suites, all the way down. And yet different personas, people within the organization, view their involvement and responsibility differently, right? Now, among leading organizations in Asia, particularly your customers, can you name a best practice when it comes to ensuring participation in cybersecurity matters?
So best practice-wise, I would say the approach to have consolidated platform, which has technologies related to network security, cloud security, endpoint, mobile security, and also IoT security, with a unified centralized management, where you get full visibility and control.
What does this consolidated mean? Does that mean that I have to get everything off from one or two vendors, something like that? Because historically, when cybersecurity is marketed or security practices marketed to organizations, they tend to say you need to have a defense in depth strategy. There's a laundry list of technologies
that
you. So at some point, when you look at the security stack, it's a lot of solutions out there. Most of them from different vendors, because
right.
We always say best of breed is a good approach to do this.
That's right.
But now Checkpoint is saying and. Consolidations should be the strategy. Why do you say that? And what does it mean then
right.
for existing organizations with investment?
So look, one, you need the best security that is given. But the challenge is when you go with a totally best of breed approach, many enterprises have ended up having, let's say, 20 to 40 vendors deployed in their enterprise.
That's a lot.
That is one simply unmanageable. It in fact doesn't provide full visibility and control. And it is very hard for the enterprise or government for that matter to keep pace with the learning and getting cybersecurity skill set. So it creates problems at multiple level because the network cybersecurity related architecture itself becomes so complex that it becomes hard to manage. And on top of it, keeping track with the roadmap of multiple kind of vendors, also it is extremely hard to manage them because then you have to train people to individually manage each one of them. Those devices do not talk to each other, which creates another problem. So in today's world, where you have multi-vector attacks, which can come from your network, from the cloud, from IoT, from mobile, endpoint, anywhere. It is important that cybersecurity for each one of them talks to each other. And that can happen only if you consolidate. Once again, you still need best security. But instead of going for, let's say, 20 vendors, you consolidate over 3 to 5 vendors, which gives you still flexibility so that you can get good commercial proposition, if that's the concern.
Yeah, that's true.
But at the same time, allows you to make it simple enough. Our view is that simple is better security. Cybersecurity architecture should be simple, but it should address the complex problems.
Right. Do you anticipate that this consolidation, will it mean cheaper costs of,
It will mean better total cost of ownership. If you combine the CapEx and OpEx around cybersecurity, when you go for it with the platform approach, it leads to savings.
Now, given the increased concern around escalating costs, how should CIOs and work with CISOs and CFOs to better manage the rising costs of cybersecurity?
In order to manage better cost of cybersecurity and also to make it predictable cost over the next few years, especially in a high interest rate environment, it is important that CIOs and CISOs should look at cybersecurity once again as a platform, but not just from technology point of view, but also as a commercial construct, where they should have ability to sign up to cybersecurity related commitments over the next few years, where they're able to move assets between cloud and traditional environment or from a private cloud to a public cloud seamlessly without any impact on additional cost when it comes to cybersecurity.
Given the many options and pathways to securing the business,
right,
what is your advice for CISOs and boards looking at their cybersecurity options in 2024 and...
So boards, as well as CIOs, CISOs, as well as I would say even CEOs, because it's a very important subject, should look at multi-year architecture, which allows them to scale their enterprise as per needs of the enterprise. At the same time, they should look at enough flexibility that allows them to both scale up or down, make use of artificial intelligence and other things by having a platform approach that involves multiple technologies, but a unified central management, which gives them full visibility and control.
Our topic is the state of cybersecurity in Asia Pacific and Japan in 2024. What's your expectation, both from the supply side, the vendors such as Checkpoint, and on the buy side, the enterprises that are acquiring these solutions? What's your expectation as regards to cybersecurity? How should it look like? What needs to happen in order for organizations and consumers and governments to have a better sense of cybersecurity readiness or protection, however you want to call it?
So in today's environment, where the network is quite well distributed with both private cloud, public cloud, in fact, a multi-hybrid cloud environment in enterprises and governments, where employees, partners, and customers are geographically distributed and work in a hybrid environment. They work from home, they work from office, they work on the move. In such an environment, enterprises should look at three aspects, and I'll call it the 3C. They should look at a consolidated architecture across all asset categories, where each of the elements collaborate with each other, where endpoint security talks to mobile security talks to network security talks to cloud security, and they also talk to IoT. So that they can collaborate with each other to create a unified cybersecurity across all enterprise class. And it should be comprehensive security across all vectors. Any vector through which cyber threat can come, it should be secure. So it should be a consolidated, comprehensive, and collaborative architecture.
Does that mean to achieve this consolidated, collaborative environment and comprehensive as well, for especially for enterprises that have been around for years, so not the new startups, okay, we're talking about a legacy business, do they need to throw everything away?
Absolutely not. We are fully mindful of the fact that most of the enterprises have invested in multiple areas, and it's an evolutionary architecture where you start with a platform-based approach, once again I'm repeating, which is consolidated, it is comprehensive and collaborative, and as older equipments, and they can go with a commercial construct around it. Lock in the price for the next 3 to 5 years by buying to something like an Infinity contract that we have. And over a period of time, as equipments and software age, or when the renewals comes up, they can absorb it in the platform without any financial implication. In fact, they'll financially gain as they absorb it into the platform, because then they can have one contract that can be negotiated with a very predictable cost, which is lower than what they generally pay with best of breed approach, while getting the highest level of security.
Thank you very much. We are done.
Thank you.
That was Sharad Sinha, Checkpoint Software Technologies President for Asia Pacific and Japan, on the topic of why we need to worry when it comes to cybersecurity. You are listening in to Podcast for Future CISO. As always, if you have a topic you'd like us to cover on this channel, simply email us at editors@society.com. We'd also like to invite you to sign up for a free weekly newsletter so you won't miss an episode of Podcast for Future CISO. In the meantime, stay safe, have a great day, and see you on the next episode of Podcast for Future CISO. Bye for now.